Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Menaches, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Kala Menaches Hanases Bekli. All Menaches that are made in a Kli Kodesh. Which Mincha is not made in a Kli Kodesh? And the answer is Minchas Mafei Taner. Like we explained, a person can donate a Minchas Mafei Taner either in the form of Chalois, loaves, or in the form of Rekikim, like wafers. Now, the oven is not considered a Kli Shores. So when it says Kala Menaches Hanases Bekli, it means excluding the Minchas Mafei Taner, because that was baked in a keli that is not Kodesh. So the Batanur explains it. But all the other menaches that are made in a keli means the bowls in which they're mixed and the pans in which they are fried, these are kli shoris. These menaches, teunis, require shalosh matnois shemen. 3 times we're going to apply oil. The 3 times are, let's first say the words and then we'll taich be as Hashem Yisbarach, yitzika, literally pouring, ublila, literally mixing, umatan shemen bekli koidem lasiyasan, and putting oil into the keli before you put the flour there. Let's take the Michas Machvas and the Michas Marcheshes, right? Machvas is a flat pan, Marcheshes is a deeper pan. First comes the yitzika. Yitzik means to pour. Maybe you remember a pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. Vayashkem Yaakov baboiker, vayikach es ha'eben, asher sam meid ha'shoysa, vayosem ha'isem ha'tzeiva, and it says afterwards, vayitzik shem, and he poured the oil, al roisha. So we pour a small amount of oil into the kli sheres, and then the flour is added. Then we have the blila, the mixing. More oil is added to the dough, and mixed together with it. You have to be careful the dough doesn't become chametz. Then the dough is divided into 10 loaves, and each loaf is fried, either in a machvas or a marcheshes, depending on what kind of a mincha he brought. The fried loaves are broken into pieces, that's called pisisa. They're placed in a kli sheres, and the rest of the oil is poured onto the pieces. Now, in the case of minchas soiles, for that matter, the minchas ha'omer, the process is like this. First, a small amount of oil is poured into an empty kli sheres. That's the matan shemen bekli. The flour is then added. More oil is poured on the flour, and the ingredients are mixed together. This is called the blila, the mixing. And after it's mixed, all the oil that's left over from the original loig is poured onto the flour. That's the yitzika. That's the pouring. So either way, besides for minchas mafei taner, there are these 3 applications of oil. So lemaisa, if you notice, the mishnah is not going in the order of how we do it. So if you take a look in the Taisus Yamtiv, he brings up shot from the Maral exactly why the Mishnah lists it in this order. Vaitra says the Mishnah v'hachalois. So now we're going to Minchas Mafei Taner. The menaches that are baked in an oven, that's what he donated. He donated Minchas Mafei Taner. Like we explained, it could be chalois, it could be rekikin, which are more wafer-like. Now these only had 2 placings of oil, 2 applications of oil. But when exactly the oil is added by the mincha mafei taner, by the chalos, is a machloikis. A machloikis we're going to see right now in our Mishnah. V'chalos boil alone. You mix the oil in the mincha after the chala is baked. The chachamim say, soiles. You put the oil in when it's soiles before the chala is baked. The halach is like the chachamim. So what's done with the mincha mafei taner is that first some oil is placed in the keli. Then flour and water are added and kneaded into a dough. You have to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. The dough is formed into either 10 chalais or 10 rekikin. Now, this is what we're going to learn about next. Be'ez Hashem. If they are being formed into chalais, then all the remaining oil is added to the dough and mixed in, and then it's baked. If they're being formed into the rekikin, the wafer-like baked product, they're not mixed with oil. Instead, they're baked, and then some of the remaining oil is smeared on it. That's called meshicha. Let's see our Mishnah. Hachalois, the chalois of the minchas mafei taner. Minchas mafei taner is a general term for baked minchas. Teunois blila, that has to be mixed with oil. Verekikim, but if what he promised was like the wafer-like mincha, then it's not mixed with oil. But after these like wafers are baked, meshuchin. They're smeared with oil. Ketzad Maishchan, how do you smear them with oil, these rekikin? Keminchi, in the shape of the Greek letter ki. Says the Batanura, it's similar to our tess. And the Batanura explains, it's like the shape made when you separate the thumb from the index finger. All right, so let's do a little bit of a more general chazara. There's minchas soilus. Small amount of oil is poured into an empty kli shares. That's called matan shemen bekeli, as our Mishnah explained it. Literally placing the oil in the keli. The flour is added to this keli. More oil is poured on the flour. And the ingredients are mixed together. This is what we call blila, mixing. And after it's mixed, all the oil that remains of its loig, of the original loig of oil, is poured onto the flour. And that's called yitzika. With the minchas machvas and minchas marcheshes, we also have oil in three different stages. A small amount of oil is poured into the kli shares. Then the flour is added. Again, that's matan shemen bekli. More oil is added to the dough and mixed together with it. That's the blil. Now, in this case, we add some lukewarm water to knead it into a dough. The dough is divided into 10 loaves. Each loaf is fried in either a machvas, more flat pan, or a marcheshes, a deeper pan. We're going to soon learn in the next Mishnah that the fried loaves are broken into pieces, and that's known as pisisa. Then it's placed into a kli shares, and the rest of the oil, this is the yitzika, is poured on top of the pieces. Then you have the minchas mafeitaner, which comes in one of two ways, either chalas or akikin. In both cases, I don't have three applications of oil, I have only two. First, some of the oil is placed in the keli, then the flour and water are added and kneaded into a dough. The dough is formed into either 10 chalos or 10 rikikin, and here it splits up. If they're being formed into chalos, all the remaining oil is added to the dough. That's only the second and final time that we're adding the oil, and it's mixed in and then baked. If they're being formed into rikikin, then they're not mixed with oil. Instead, they're baked, and then some of the oil remaining is smeared on it in the form of the Greek letter ki.